Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
Steps up in the pocket, throws, has Kincaid lunging into the end zone for the touchdown. It's a 12-yard touchdown reception for the tight end Kincaid. And Buffalo is now up by 10 with an extra point pending.
Tight end touchdown on what was dubbed National Tight End Day. 177 catches for tight ends around the league, the most of any day in the Super Bowl era. So coordinators and quarterbacks were feeding the tight ends on National Tight End Day. Cade Otton had a big day. Trey McBride.
That can't be a coincidence, right?
Travis Kelce, probably not.
They were working to get tight ends involved.
National Tight End Day, and both the Bills tight ends got involved. Dawson Knox, two catches. Dalton Kincaid, touchdown along the way. Chris Brown had the call of the game. He joins us on the Western Hotline. Chris, good morning. Welcome back from Lumen Field. How was your vantage point for this game? Were you at least dry, and how wet was it out there?
I was definitely dry. I mean, we're always in the booth, so undercover. And, it's crazy. Like, you know, you hear all these things about Seattle. Oh, it rains all the time and it's damp. And then you go there and it's exactly that. And you're like, holy cow, it's true. Like, it was like a faucet yesterday, because the faucet would turn on and it would pour for like 15 minutes. And then it would taper off and then stop completely. And then the whole process would repeat itself. But our vantage point was very good. We're centrally located. We're not too high. So really a good place to call a game.
Real quick, on the atmosphere and how many Bills fans were in attendance, like, can you put into perspective how many they were? Because I'm wondering, like, was it more just surprising that there were that many for Seattle, or was it just a lot for a road game in general?
Yeah, we had heard that there was a good contingent in the parking lots. My broadcast partner, Eric Wood, had actually done a tailgate appearance before the game, and he said, there's a lot of blue Bills jerseys out there. And then when they started to file into the stadium, the old-school Seahawks jerseys are eerily similar color blue to Bills jerseys. So on the other side of the stadium, it was sometimes hard to discern the difference. So it was a little tricky to get a handle on just how many Bills fans there were during the game. But then as we got to the fourth quarter and Seahawks fans started going home, we probably got a better handle on it. I mean, I don't know. I'm not great at estimating these things, but I would say at the end of the game, at least hanging out, there were probably 2,500 to 3,000 fans just making their way down closer to the Bills sideline behind them in the stands. So it was a good contingent for a game that's that far away.
Something that Bills fans on the road have been getting used to, seeing their team win on the road. And this is a big one. I mean, to win in that atmosphere, in those conditions, and to win so convincingly. I know, Chris, Seattle had some comically bad luck maybe along the way, but the Bills also, like Joe made this point, the fourth down where Geno trips, the Bills earned that fourth down good luck by making the three stops on first and second and third down. So it felt to me like a all phases complete victory and a bit of a bullyish kind of game. The Bills were bullies in this one.
Yeah, I mean, we had been saying, you know, up until this game that, you know, the Bills are a 5-2 football team and they haven't played their best game yet. And this was probably as close to it as you could get. People might want to knock the penalties and things like that, but as I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, this was a crew and Ron Torbert's crew that threw more flags than any other crew in football through the first 7 weeks. So take the penalties for what they are, but then on top of that, the Bills overcome the penalties that they had. I mean, they had at least one 10-yard penalty on each of their first three scoring drives and overcame it. There were a couple where they had three 10-yard penalties and overcame it. I mean, the 14-play 90-yard drive to begin the game, I mean, if that's not a tone setter, I don't know what is. Maybe it didn't look as impressive as their opening drive against the Jets on the road, but 14 plays, 90 yards in Seattle, you know, I don't know. It just, for me, it was impressive. And then they went out and did it a couple of more times. I think they had another 90-yard drive in the game. They had a 70-yard drive in the game. I mean, they dominated in a long and drawn-out fashion. It didn't feel sudden, but it was sustained. And I think that's probably the point to drive home here. It was a long, sustained domination of the Seahawks. And right now, guys, the Bills are the first NFL team with multiple road wins of 21-plus points this season, and they're also the first NFL team with four wins by 21-plus points anywhere this season.
100-yard rusher in James Cook, 100-yard receiver in Khalil Shakir. Not often that that happens, and another player is who we might want to talk about the most, Keon Coleman. You know, you've talked to us about his football IQ, and we see that on display, but this game was also about the physical gifts, the physical abilities. He goes up over top of Tariq Woolen, yards after catch, big blocks. Like he was a big part of their identity, and, you know, it's starting to look like he fits in perfectly with what they want to be.
Yes, and can we give Brandon Bean yet another big, giant check mark in terms of not only identifying talent, but knowing just what his football team needs? You know, this is an example of a player that did not previously exist on this roster at the receiver position. A player who is open even when he's not open, and a guy that can make plays above the rim. A guy that can make plays after the catch. I mean, you know, we've talked for years about how the Bills languish near the bottom of the league in yards after catch, and now they have two receivers who are pretty damn good at it in Coleman and Shakir. And I think
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
What we saw yesterday was Coleman's full skill set on display, to your point. And then taking that a step further, we saw a team that implicitly trusted Keon Coleman yesterday, just 8 games into his career. Joe Brady trusts him based on his play calling. And Josh Allen trusts him based on the times he threw him the ball when he was patently not open and he made a play for him, only to reinforce that trust. So we said it last week. We're seeing Keon Coleman grow up right in front of our eyes, and then we witnessed it. That was his coming out party yesterday. I mean, a four catches for 125 yards last week got everybody excited about Keon Coleman. What happened this past week was the maturity into a reliable, dominant receiving talent for this offense.
It's kind of interesting. They went to him once, and they didn't connect. And Coleman, there's a quote from him. He went back to Allen and said, throw it even higher. Because to go up over top of Tariq Woolen, like, that is not a small player that they went over top of on that touchdown.
Tariq Woolen is an inch taller than Coleman. The problem is he doesn't have a 38-inch vertical. Keon Coleman does. And I was in that post-game press conference. I was asking him some of those questions. And when he said that, it was so matter-of-fact. It was just like, well, I just told him, throw it higher next time. It was just like, it's just an everyday thing. But that's what he's used to, because he dominates people in the vertical realm, because you can put a 3-foot box under his feet when he jumps, and there's still 2 extra inches that he's clearing. So he's a phenomenal athletic talent. And the Bills are tapping into that in a very big way.
Did it feel like, Chris, on the out-of-town scoreboard, it was kind of interesting timing. Like, the 1 o'clock games weren't all over by the time the Bills game started, so you would have obviously been on the broadcast. And as those games wrap up, it felt like everything that could have gone the Bills' way yesterday, maybe other than, like, Kansas City winning again, kind of came up their way.
Yeah, we were kind of monitoring a lot of those games. And our spotter, Jeff Matthews, kind of keeps tabs on it, especially during the commercial breaks. He'll check the scores and everything, which we do, you know, during the 1 o'clock games as well, just to have an idea and a sense, especially if the Bills, you know, are in a race, AFC conference-wise, playoff-wise, what have you. But we were doing that yesterday, and, you know, yes, a lot fell right. A lot of the games were, I mean, the Dolphins lose on a last-second field goal. The Jets lose late. So, yeah, a lot just seemed to fall the right way for Buffalo yesterday, and even in the game with some of the mishaps by the Seahawks, you know, that benefited Buffalo too. Not that the Bills didn't earn that win. They absolutely unequivocally did. But the Seahawks did give them some assistance at times yesterday too. So it, you look at it, you say, thank you, football gods, and please don't punish us later in the season because we had such a good week this week.
Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline. Up next, Miami and Indy, and, you know, it's going to be hard not to look too far ahead. We know the Bills won't. That's the good news. But I don't know, Chris, we kind of should look ahead because looking back is looking at a division that race that is over. So it's kind of weird. It's October 28th. I don't want to say going to stay healthy mode, but, you know, we've got a lot of room for error if there are any errors along the way.
Right, like what I should have mentioned, Chris, like on Out of Town, like following the Bills' way, I got to almost reset maybe, like Jets and Patriots, or Jets and Dolphins. Like, to me, maybe the Ravens losing yesterday actually is the biggest thing that helped them, because now it's time to start maybe thinking about bigger fish.
Right, and you know, you don't have the tiebreaker with the Ravens. You don't have the tiebreaker with Houston, so you're going to need help the rest of the way, so any help you can get, you certainly welcome it. You guys are making me nervous, and I realize I probably sound way too much like Howard calling the division race over, but I've just seen too many wacky things over the years. Let's just keep on keeping on for now, because there's still way too much football left, and just kind of let them keep doing their thing. But I know I tweeted this last night too, and the Bills have been good in this category for a long time, but they're now number one in the AFC in point differential at plus 84, and the only team that's got a better point differential than them, the Detroit Lions, at plus 100. But even that being said, the Bills are the only team with the most wins of 21 points or more, in eight games.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline. Thanks, Chris. We'll chat on Friday to preview the Bills and Dolphins.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Chris's appearance brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, by Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills, and by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. What's their probability? What do we got for, like, the odds they win the division? Is it minus 7,000?
So in looking just to make sure New York Times playoff machine is not up, I did find that they have playoff odds. They have odds on everything.
Okay.
You just can't set the games after yet. And they have the Bills as the biggest favorite by the odds to win their division right now at 96%.
96%.
Yeah.
All right.
1 percentage point higher than the Chiefs, who are 95%.
Well, the Chargers are not terrible.
Yeah.
They're okay.
It's 3-game lead for them versus 3.5 game lead for the Bills.
803-0550 for us. Wide open phone lines rest of the way leading into the Extra Point Show with Sal. We'll take some time to laugh at the Jets, play a couple of Jets rants maybe along the way.
I've got a Let's Get Stupid on the Jets.
Oh, Let's Get Stupid.
I think it might not even be stupid. It's probably stupid.
We got to get to our dog of the day because the Sabres are home tonight and there's going to be a hot dog. Hot dog of the day tonight. Sabres and Panthers. It is Victory Monday, Buffalo Bills Football Monday on WGR, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com.